Hundreds of people in the western U.S. town of Gilroy, California, had a candlelight vigil Monday night in remembrance of three people, including three children, were killed while attending the festival.
They took a small town festival that has generated millions of dollars over the last 41 years. They took that from us. He took that from us.
Gilroy's mayor, Roland Velasco, says that the community cannot allow itself to be defeated by that shooting. On Sunday evening, a 19-year-old man opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, which draws thousands of people from the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. The suspect was shot and killed by police after he apparently entered the festival grounds by cutting through a fence, avoiding security checks. Pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong descended into the city's subway system Tuesday, blocking commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended at some stations along the route, forcing commuters to wait in long lines for free shuttle bus service to other subway stops. Clashes broke out between demonstrators and angry, frustrated commuters eager and anxious to get to work. The protests have morphed from a call to end the now suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with criminal offenses in China into demonstrations for democratic reforms and an end to Beijing's tightening grip on the territory. It is so far the worst social turmoil to rock the former British colony since it returned to Chinese rule 22 years ago. A Chinese government official on Monday called on the people of Hong Kong to oppose violence and accused some Western politicians of stirring unrest. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A newly released quarterly United Nations report on the Islamic State terror group's self-declared caliphate suggests that it may be dead, but its leaders are hanging on in Syria and Iraq, dreaming of the day when they can again direct attacks on targets around the world. In the meantime, the report warns the terror organization has continued its evolution into a mainly covert network. Since the fall of Baghouz, the last territory it held in Syria this past March, while the assessment is operating that the leader is operating mostly out of Iraq, the other warnings are similar to concerns voiced by U.S. officials and others dating back to last year. A House committee issues a report on a year-long investigation of the Trump administration's efforts to transfer nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The report shows a longtime friend of President Trump's, Tom Barrack, was involved in pushing one company in particular, IP3 International, which wanted to build nuclear plants in Saudi Arabia without the so-called gold standard that prevents the use of nuclear plants to develop nuclear weapons. Investigators say IP3 officials had unprecedented access to the highest levels of the Trump administration, Trump himself, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and several cabinet secretaries, including Rick Perry, Steve Mnuchin, and Mike Pompeo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The U.S. and China are reviving trade talks on Tuesday, but the hopes for significant progress are low. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma.
2 months after U.S.-Chinese talks aimed at ending a tariff war broke down, both sides are trying to temper hopes for a breakthrough. Negotiations resume this week when American trade officials meet a Chinese delegation in Shanghai. They're expected to touch on an array of disputes that has grown to include tension over Chinese tech giant Huawei and the control of technology. Hopes of a breakthrough are low, though. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he didn't know if they're going to make a deal and he doesn't care, repeating his claim that the U.S. is prospering. I'm Charles Ledesma.
At least 52 inmates in a North Brazilian prison were killed during a riot on Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison said 16 of the 52 inmates who died Monday were decapitated. It took officials about 5 hours to end the clashes that began after one gang infiltrated another part of the jail. The count of victims could rise after authorities completely finished searching all areas involved. It is an incident that's reminiscent of riots in May, when 55 inmates were killed in gang-related violence at four prisons in the neighboring state of Amazonas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, mama. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. African Beat is going to give you non-stop African music. Just go across the continent non-stop, and I'll be back at the end of it all. So let's get started right now.
Come on, y'all.
Let's go. Get up if you butt, let's go. Lady by the bar. number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to The African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Van D. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
Hey! Mr. Flavor Bunny Dance!
African beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is not
alone. I don't know what's happening with that rule.
Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Ryan B. Fever. Hey, bro. Boriska. Mohamed Lamy. Aïe. Magic System. Bokopé. Aïe. C'est le son du charme, on écoute, on est entre nous. Depuis Abidjan, on compte sur vous. 113, c'est lui et moi. Et ce son, c'est fait pour vous.
Jazzy. You like it too, Baba. And you like Pali Pupa. And I know you love croissant. But you know the singing song. I thought that much you know. I do not blame you, though. You wanna have them on. You know it's wrong, but the truth is that you're just an Oliva. Oliva, Oliva, twist. Oliva, 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 twist. Needy bum bum, shaky bum bum, bum bum. You must need the needy bum bum, shaky bum bum, bum bum. You must need the needy bum bum. So the dun dun, dun dun. You must need the needy gong gong. So the dun dun, dun dun. You must need the needy gong gong. So the dun dun, dun dun, dun dun dun. Needy gong gong, gong gong. You must need the needy gong gong. So the dun dun.
Oh, my. talent that are well versatile. See the African bird calling artists. African the wisest, African the smartest. The mint the voice and the juice of the art. Zimbabwe, we are the big basket.
Listen up. I'm slanging at the nation. Back again with the remix selection. From London to Zimbabwe, all the Africans know we stuck the party. And if you know it, put one in the air. Scream and shout like you just don't care. African people, if you're strong and proud, repeat after me and say,
Selassie rule from out to Africa. The best body got it. Come from Africa. All the diamonds and gold from Africa. 27 years him spent in a prison just to liberate people in Africa.
Nelson Mandela.
From my dad Simba, you came back to Africa.
Hold of a culture rare as the night. Everybody on the African style. Our music make you go wild. I know you get it, get it. We flex, we dress to impress. We call for the best, put us to the test. And it ain't no stress, no sets up for less.
It comes from Africa. An African beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African beat of the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, your host, David Vandy.
Wake up, 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 w
I'm pretty sure you've had a wonderful time with me on the African Beat today, non-stop, going across the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, whatever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you've enjoyed this non-stop. Wow. I am David Valley here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.